Okay, so we left off last year. We just started to introduce the principle of Reicha. So the Gemara has really two different sugyas that talk about the significance of Reich. We spent most of the year talking about Tam. Now all of a sudden the Gemara switches to another sense, the sense of Reich, of smell. So what's the din? Does Reich play a role in Halacha now? So there are two sugyas. One is the sugya in the seventh paragraph of Pesachim, which talks with a topic which is close to home in terms of Ruchus Tarovis. If you have a little bit of a Reich of Treifus gets mixed into a Reich of Kosher, does that pose a problem or not? The Gemara describes you have two meats roasting in the oven at the same time, the Reich of one going to another. Then the Gemara, the end of it, seems to be a totally different aspect of Reich. Namely, is there a problem of me being Meiriach, something that I'm not supposed to be using? So I want to smell the wine, the treif of wine, is that considered to be a problem? Rishonim had a major machlokes as to whether this is really one sugya or two sugyas. Rashi said it's all one big sugya. Does the halacha take into consideration reich? Is that a sense that matters in halacha or not? So if you paskin in the end of Avodah Zarah, like Rava, which would probably paskin like one of the Avagams, so we should paskin that reich alav milsa, so then we would have to be forced to paskin in Pesachim also reich alav milsa, which would be great. It means if you hold like Rashi, then we just finish here. It's over according to Rashi. Everything's mutter. Reich alav milsa. Rabbi Natan said, no, it's not true. The two sugyas don't mean necessarily the same thing. One is a tarovis type of a shayla, one is a different shayla, where that's considered to be being nana, not being nana. Just because you're passing the oven, one doesn't mean you have to pass in the reich alav milsa in the other. So basically, Rashi and Tosfos disagree what the final outcome of the reich alav milsa of Pesachim is, which is obviously the much more important part for us. According to Rashi, the outcome of the reich alav milsa of Pesachim is that reich alav milsa. So it doesn't matter, you have chazi, you have kosher meat, you have fleishes, whatever is anywhere, everything's mutter because everything is reich alav milsa. And according to Tosfos, no, you forget that everything's tachasa. Reicha is milsa, Rav and Levi, machler, whatever it is, we should have to be machler, that Reicha may be very much as milsa, even though it's la milsa, but that's irrelevant to our discussion. To make bad is even more complicated, so I think we just introduced the riff, right? That was the end of the shiur, we introduced the riff sheet. So the riff takes a little bit of a middle position in terms of the sugya, and the riff says that in the heart of hearts, we're really going to basket that Reicha la milsa. But there is this brisa tucked away in the seventh parak of Pesachim that throws a curveball at us, where the brisa talks about not reicha milsa vis-a-vis isur heter, but reicha milsa vis-a-vis bosa b'cholov. If you're roasting together, you're baking together in the same oven, everything's open, everything's exposed, a piece of meat and a loaf of bread. So the Gemara quotes a brisa that says you can't eat this bread with milchiks. The question is, what that takes to this bread be? So Tosfos, Tom would say, what's that take to this Braisa? Exactly what we think it is. The Braisa is assuming, like we paskin l'alocha, that Reich is milsa. So the Braisa is self-explanatory. According to Rashi, the Braisa is also self-explanatory, shalaki alocha. Because according to Rashi, that Reich is lav milsa. So the Braisa is lav milsa also. The Braisa is lav ki alocha. But the Riff wants to have, that's a good line, wants to have his bread and eat it, his cake is eat it. He wants to say, no, on the one hand, we hold that Reich is lav milsa. On the other hand, we're going to stick to this Braisa. We don't want to reject the Braisa. It's bad enough to reject the Hefti Amaroyim, but we don't want to reject the Brais. Everyone's going to agree to this Brais. How do you explain that phenomenon? So the Riff suggests two possibilities. So the Riff says that maybe we really pass in Reich alav milsa, but it's still not the greatest thing in the world. It's not something that we're very, very happy with. It's something that we're stuck with, b'di'eved, shasachach, it happened already, okay. But l'chatchila, to rely on Reich alav milsa, that's not really appropriate. So therefore, says the Riff, if you have a piece of chazir that got roasted together with a piece of meat, what are you going to tell the guy? You're going to tell the guy, l'chatchila, to throw the meat out. That's not fair. That's chabadi heaven. You can't tell the guy to throw the meat out. So we have to fall back on our real, honest-to-goodness position of reich alav milsa. When it comes to the piece of meat that was roasted in an oven as the bread is baking, so we have a l'chatchila position. We can say to the person, listen, there's no great mitzvah to make a cream cheese sandwich with this. Save it and put your piece of salami on it. I have with parva. You don't have to eat it with milchiks. So that's all together like l'chatchila. That's the way we approach life, l'chatchila. We should tell you, don't use this bread together with the milchiks if you don't have to, because you have other options available. What? No, I didn't say that. Let me say it. We're going to get to you. Hold on. So the Riff first presents it as a kind of a l'chatchila type of halacha. What type of halacha, what kind of imagery does this conjure up in our minds that something is really going to be mutter? If it happens already, it's going to be mutter. But we're going to encourage you not to do it l'chatchila. This almost smacks of a what? It's almost like an aim of altness, the chadchila type of halacha. That we know in our heart of hearts it's going to be mutter with baltu b'shishim, but we're not going to encourage you to do it lechadchila. Yeah, it's not exactly the same, but it's close to that type of area. If that's the case, if the Rif is giving us almost this mashal of aim of altness lechadchila, it sounds a little bit, even at this point of the Rif, it sounds a little bit that the Rif is learning that the pshat in reichalav milsa doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Well, when you see those words reichalav milsa, which the Rif holds, we really pass it in our heart of hearts. We pass in reichalav milsa. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It means it exists, but it's going to be what? It's almost like batel. Like there's a built-in bitl to rech. Rech is always so small; it's always batel. When it comes to ta'am, it's not so simple. You got to measure shisha, not shisha. You make a cheshbon. Recha is like an automatic, a free pass that it's always going to be batel. I didn't say it doesn't exist. It exists, but it exists in such a small amount that luckily it's always considered to be batel. If that's true, so then I can understand why it's not a greatest thing in the world to rely on. The same way we don't like to rely on bitl b'shishim l'chadchila, so we're not going to want to rely on recha milsa l'chadchila as well. That's the first approach of it. Then the Rif touches it up and makes it even more lumbish. Then the Rif says there's a second answer, independent answer. Comes the Rif and says, we pass in the recha lav milsa, and he continues along the lines of what he implied in the first teretz, recha lav milsa, but recha lav milsa doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Rechla Milsa means it exists, but it's batel. Comes the Rif and says, you know what? We can throw at you the following. Maybe in the case of the chazir and the kosher meat, so it's batel. Rechla Milsa means, it's batel, it's going to be batel. But in the case of the bread, so it's not appropriate for us to apply bitel here. Because maybe this is like the halacha equivalent of a davashashal matirin. Because here you have a loaf of bread in front of you, and you have a choice either to eat this loaf of bread together with meat, which is perfectly okay, but to eat this loaf of bread together with milchiks, which is not so okay. So you have an efshur, you have a hat there, you have a way to do it, not to rely on bitl, not to rely on reichel and milsa. That's the second version of this. The Rif gives both mahalchim. First he just throws at you the regular din of lechatchila, and then he says even more than lechatchila, it's even more chomer, because it's almost like a gather of a davar sheish lematir. So ad kan divyar. So this Rif is very, very difficult. The application of davar sheish lematirin is very, very difficult. As we already spoke about in the sugya of davar sheish lematirin, that the Ran, the long, that massive Ran of Maseches Nedarim, drew our attention to this Rif and says, this Rif seems to be an outright violation of one of the cardinal rules in davar sheish lematirin. What is that? As all the Rishonim and Medayik from all the Gemaras, it sounds like davar sheish lematirin for Riyaf Lebatel is only true when? Only Mimino. It's not true when Mimino. Maybe chametz is an exception. That was the Rambam's unique understanding that chametz is a davar sheish lematirin, and the Rambam himself had to deal with the fact, hey, how come it's also even mimish ein amino? So the Rambam threw at us what? Who remembers the Rambam Shita? Chum de chametz. What was the famous Rambam? What magic words did he quote? Chum achmetz is lasachel. Remember the Rambam? Remember talk about the Rambam? The Rambam says that chametz is a davar sheish lematirin, and therefore it really should have only been also by min b'mino. Aye, but the Gemara says, Amar Rav Hilchasa chametz b'mino b'mish ein amino is also b'mashu. So the Rambam says, no, that's different, because from chum de chametz, and after all, we know the Torah is machmer and chametz, chum achmetz lasachelu, which of course opened up a whole world. That, why is the Rambam quoting psukim? We're talking about dinim d'rabbanim. So it's a very, very strange Rambam, but not for now. But putting aside chametz, the starting point is that davar sheish lematirin afilu b'yaflo batel only applies to Mibimina. That's what just about all the Rishonim say. There's one lone Rishon. Who remembers? Who remembers who may have disagreed with this? Who remembers which Rishon may have said that davar sheish lematirin applies even by Mibimina Eino Mino? Rabbeinu Tam, like Tosis tucked away in the Yerim Masechet Beitzah, dug up a Gemara that sounds like maybe Mibimina Eino Mino, and everybody else disagreed with that. Remember the Tchumen, right? We spoke about this, right? But that's like off the regular beaten path. The regular standard mahalach in the Rishonim is, like the Rambam says, that the regular davar sheish lematirin, it only applies to Mibimina. So comes around in the Dharam and says, if the Rif is trying to sell you this story, that ultimately we hold that Recha Lav Milsa, but the reason why we still accept the brayis about the bread is because we treat it as a davar sheish lematirin, so it seems to go too far. It's an overkill of davar sheish lematirin because it's asrin even with Mibimina Eino Mino. So this is part of the Ran's whole Shtikl Torah that we spend so much time on in the Sikh of the Shul Materian, where the kids and Nimrats, the Ran developed, right? Everyone remembers the Shtikl Torah of the Ran?
It's
not. Oh, it's not. The Ran develops the idea that sometimes Davar Sheish Materian is limited to min b'mino, and sometimes it can even apply to min b'she'en b'mino. What's it all based on? So the Ran developed this whole razzle dazzle shikotar with dama par dama soyer. The whole yisoid of dava she'esh matirin is that you have to have a hitna good, you have to have a conflict, a contrast between the dava also and the dava mutar, and that conflict is created in one of two ways. Either it's created by physical conflict, or it's created by halachic conflict. So when you have something which is min b'mino, and so you don't have any physical conflict, and it's also a davar she'esh lo matirin, so the davar also is not so aser, because tomorrow is going to be mutar, so you're also lacking in the halachic conflict. You have nishkin physical hitnagdut, nishkin halachic hitnagdut, you have a real problem, and you don't have a conflict, you don't have a hitnagdut, and you don't have bittul. That's the yisoda davar of davar she'esh lo matirin. Therefore, the Ran says, that svar only makes sense when you strike out on both. When you have neither physical nor halachic hitnagdut, then you're in trouble. But if you have physical hitnag, you have physical conflict, then you're home free. So if it's a min b'she'en o'mino, so the fact that it's halachically almost the same, it's a little malafla maybe. That was the Ran's whole yisrael. So the corollary of that, the Ran then continues and says, and by the way, now we can begin to understand the shittas harif, because b'med devar mamurim, that we're willing to be to apply bittul by a davar she'esh lo matirin because of the physical conflict, that's only true when the halachic conflict is not non-existent, it's just not so sharp, it's not so clear, because it's a davar she'esh lo matirin, namely, it's usur now, but it's going to be mutar later. But if you have a davar she'esh lo matirin, which is usur now, but it's not even usur now, because there are drachim, there are ways to be matir now, you don't have to wait till tomorrow, you don't have to wait till after Pesach, you don't have to wait till the omer is brought. Even now, there's a method of heter that's such an unbelievable lack of itnagdut, that's such a lack of a davar issa barur, that the similarity in the realm of Issa v'Heter so overshadows any differences in physical world that we are forced to call this the ultimate davar she'esh lo matirin. There's a brisker Ran. The Ran saying there's davar she'esh lo matirin the asad lavoi, and there's a davar she'esh lo matirin right now, right then and there. Says the Ran, when you're dealing with a watered down, with a very weak kind of davar she'esh lo matirin, it's not really mutter. There's no heter now. There's nothing you can do about it now. Just if you wait it out a couple of weeks, it'll be mutter. That kind of davar she'esh lo matirin, we can differentiate between mibino versus mibish enamino. But if you have something that's mutter now, there's a derech to do it b'heter now, that's so ultimately davar she'esh lo matirin achshav mamish lefaneinu, that type of davar she'esh lo matirin is also legamrei, even though it's mibish enamino. What you're making up in similarity, I'm sorry, what you're making up in difference of physical world is just not enough. It's not enough to tilt in your favor the similarity in the realm of Issa v'Heter, and therefore davar she'esh lo matirin lifaneinu is going to be also usur bein b'mino bein b'she'en b'mino. That's the void in the Rif. Who remembers what was the mocker of the Ran? How did the Ran figure all this out? What was the shtickel Torah based on? How did he see this idea?
Came up the Issa, no?
Right, from the Issa case, the case of the Tchumen. There's a Gemara in the end of Maseches Beitza that says that if two women are baking the bread together, and one of them is throwing in the spices and one is throwing in the rest of the dough. So the Gemara says that it's subject to the tchumen of both of them. So the Gemara says, why? Why don't you say that the spices, the sugar, the salt, everything should be batel berov, batel b'shisha? What does the Gemara say? Because the tchumen is different because it's the davar she'esh lo matirin. So all the Yishan Miyas, what do you mean davar she'esh lo matirin? It's like min b'she'en amino. That's what led Rabbeinu Tam to say, that min b'she'en amino is also a problem. But nobody else went down the route of Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the ultimate answer to this tchumen story? So Taisus came up with a couple of other answers, but what does the Ran say? What's the answer? Tchumen is an example of what? This is the highest form. This is the worst type of davar she'esh lo matirin, because it's butel afaneinu, namely, don't go out of the tchum. Eat it within the 2,000 amas of everybody. So you have an efsherut, you have a possibility to eat it, behet the gomer, lefaneinu, not to wait till tomorrow, lefaneinu mamish, that's the ultimate davar she'esh lo matirin, and that's going to pose a problem, because it's so mutter, that's the yisod in hilchos davar she'esh lo matirin. The more mutter you get, the more asur you get. That's the correlation. So it's so mutter, not tomorrow, but today is mutter, right now, lefaneinu, therefore it's going to be such a super duper davar she'esh lo matirin, it's going to be also even mimish en amino. That was the Ran's model from the Gemara about the Isan, the animus of his beitza, and he plugged it into the Shittas HaRif, and everything is Shalom HaYisrael. So we have a Gevaldik beer in this Rif, and again, in both Chiddushim of the Rif are both working with an assumption. Both working with the assumption that Rechalav Milsa doesn't mean doesn't exist. Rechalav Milsa is Beteris Bittul, and that's going to pose problems for us. Either a simple Pshan Rif, Teres number one, that this is like an Aim of Atnas Mechadchira type of halacha. Kiddush number two, there's the davar she'esh lo matirin, it'll be aslo batel type of halacha with the Ran's nuances added on. So Adkan, we have two good versions, two good reasons that the Rif is saying. The common denominator both is that Reichel HaMilsa is B'teres Bittul. Strangely enough, the Ran in Maseches Chulin quotes this Rif, and he says he doesn't like this Rif. And then the Ran says, and don't think I forgot, he doesn't say something. He says, don't think I forgot what I said in Maseches Adarim. He writes, in the Chidushim in Chulin, I saw it, I think it was part of the Marmar Kamas, this Ran, right? The Ran says, in Maseches Adarim, I explained the Shittas HaRif, but Beinenu, says the Ran, I don't think it's right. Now when you learn Maseches Adarim, if you don't know this Ran of Chulin exists, so you think the Ran, this is like, you're like walking around toting this Ran, this is like the Yesod says it around. The Ran himself says he was only saying it to defend the Rif in Chulin. He doesn't think it is, in his heart of hearts, he doesn't think it's right. Says the Ran, he doesn't believe this is called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. He says the whole application, the whole principle of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin here is very, very problematic. He doesn't think this is called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Why, says the Ran? Because he thinks that a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is pshuta kemashmo. Namely, it's awesome now, it's totally completely awesome now, to become totally completely mutter tomorrow, next week, next year. That's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Think of all the examples we have of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. What are all the hundreds of cases of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin in the Gemara? Only three of them, four of them. What do we have? Beit HaShanel to be yontif. You're getting Mesechus Beit. It's awesome now to be mutter after yontif. What else? The Gemara Nedar about Chadash. It's totally awesome now to become mutter after the Kwebis Oimer. Where else do we have? What are the possible here? Right. The Gemara. What?
There's an Isser Chal on it now.
There's an Isser Chal on it. Okay, so the Isser is a toughy one. Okay, we'll leave out the Isser for now. What are some other examples of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Tevel, the Gemara in one place. We already spoke about this, right? The Steven Tevel, why it's Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Right? We talk about this, right? Even the Rambam's Chometz is a Davar also now going to be Mutter Legamri. Those are classic Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Zokhtaran, something which is Oymed Lefaneinu, there are different surahs of how to eat it. Right now, you can eat it this way, you can eat it that way. Who says that's called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin? Bechlal, that's not even the parish of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So the whole riff doesn't get off the ground. Says the Ran, I'm going to prove to you that I'm right. Not what I said in the Dari, but that's right. I'll tell you a chul that I'm right, that this is not in the parish of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin altogether. What's this raya? Who showed the raya? Fascinating raya. Should open up a raya back to Basma Chol of days. What was the Ran's raya that they can't? This is not called Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The fact that you have two surahs to eat something. You want to the raya? Zok the Ran. What? Yeah, anyone here? Not per not? Should ring a bell? Not per not. Dagam Shalom Bekara. Comes around and says a whole sug in the Gemara about Dagam Shalom Bekara, Mutlach, Mekusev. We pask in the end of the day, not per not is really mutter. Okay, now, Beinenu, we know that half the time it's going to be a punk with Ms. Bashlu and all. Those are all details. But fundamentally, if it meets the criteria of the Gemara of Dagim Sheol Bekara, the Hilchas of the Gemara says, Kishmuel, Dagim Sheol Bekara, Mutal Ochlan Bekusach. Comes around and says, why is it Mutal Ochlan Bekusach? Well, what's the begetta? Why is it Mutal Ochlan Bekusach? The Ran says, you have an option. Why do you have to eat it Bekusach? Why don't you just eat it with parva? Eat it with flesh. Why do you have to go eat Davka to take this fish and dip it into your yogurt? You have to eat it Bekusach. Why do you eat it with something else? It's like a Davar Shalat. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. So Chazal should have paskin that Dagam Shal Bekar is Osir Alz Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Zokhtaran, Zemen Fanda, that's not called the Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin means it's Osir Lagamri now to become Mutal Lagamri later. When you have different surahs, different options, different drachma to eat something, that's not the parisha of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. That's the Ran's Raya Brura. Should we be Deich that Raya? Absolutely, we should be Deich that Raya. We who, not that the Ran didn't learn, the Ran also learned the Sig of Dagam Shal Bekara, but we who know enough about the Sig of Dagam Shal Bekara, we should be comfortable enough to be Deich that Raya. Namely, what was the Ran assuming in his Raya? He was assuming a very Nechudish Dika understanding of the Het of Not Per Not. He was assuming that Not Per Not was part of what Parsha? Parsha Bittul. He was assuming that Not Per Not means, I'm trying to say this without laughing, not that Not Per Not doesn't exist. Not that there's no Tam in a Not Per Not. There is Tam in Not Per Not. The ultimate source of the het of not for not is it's such a small amount of time, it's such an insignificant amount of time, we declare it bottle. The regular rules of shishim and bringing goyim, those rules are, it's so insignificant, we could declare with certainty, not for not is mutter, b'tayr is bittul. We can make such a statement, not for not is mutter, b'tayr is bittul. That's how the Ran was learning the sugya of not for not. So therefore the Ran turning around and saying, hey, wait a second. If not for not as mutter based on ditto, how come nobody raised the red flag that, wait a second, it's the davashesh matirin? You see, for me, this nishkin davashesh matirin. Because davashesh matirin only means when you have us now, mutter later, but different drachma in front of you doesn't qualify to label something as davashesh matirin. That's the Ran's, you say. So we could be doichet at raya by saying, wait a second, who says that's the aside of not by not? Maybe not by not's based on something totally different. Maybe not by not doesn't mean that it's botel. Not by not means it's non-existent. Not by not means we don't care about it. Not by not means not by not to say that it's botel. It's nothing to be, we're not misyachis to this time. For what possible reason are we not misyachis to this time? I can tell you a good reason why we're not misyachis to this time. Anyone want to tell me why? Yeah, we're Rashba people. We remember long shachs and Simon Tzadigim, all right? Everything's fine, that piece of the puzzle. All of a sudden, we're learning Tarevis. Now we're beginning to understand what we were talking about 6 months ago. Maybe not by not as mutter because it doesn't exist. Because it's both. It doesn't exist because B'chia Gavim Uwasra Torah, and this can be Chal and Tam Kolosh. And we'll remember Kashim with Libun, right? Remember the Beis Hamikdash, the whole razzle dazzle of Yekin Avanissa bin Chal and Tam Kolosh. That Rashba, that you say that you say this in Rashba from Teres Abayis, that the Shach discovered and made famous and quoted and then you'd and solve the world's problems with the shachs that you said of the Rashba, that it isn't Kibichal and Tam Kolosh. That's not the Ran talking. The Ran didn't even believe in that. The Ran didn't buy into that. From the fact that the Ran wrote a raya from not by not to a sugya of a Dovashesh Matirin, obviously the Ran was learning that not by not is based on a different void. It's based on a bittel dikadir, not based on a non existent din. So we, who are much more tuned to the Rashba's understanding of not by not, would never dream of bringing this raya. So at the end of the day, the Ran did not have, was not a big fan of this riff, notwithstanding that he spent the whole page in Masechet Nedarim giving a shtickle Torah on it. In his heart of hearts, he doesn't think it's true. And so if he doesn't think it's true, then he's in big trouble. Because if he doesn't think it's true, so then, does that mean that's the end of the Braisa? The Braisa, it says that you can't bake your bread with your fleishes and eat it with milchigs. Does that mean the end of that Braisa? So the Ran doesn't want to go that far. Rashi went that far. Rashi had no problem dismissing the Braisa. But the Ran wants his cake and he wants to hold on to his Braisa for dear life. So he comes up with a new mahalach, a new beer in this Braisa. You know what's the new beer in the Braisa? What does the Ran say? He says, it's a chumrah from Hilchus Bas B'chol. So don't ask me any kashas. He says, Bas B'chol is shiny, and Kayadua Mefursim Zakhtaran, we're machmer in Bas B'chol above and beyond the call of duty, because it just looks bad. The Lefira Ois B'nai Adam, it looks like Bas B'cholav. Is it really Bas B'cholav? It's not. You know why? Because in our heart of hearts, Reichel HaMilsa. We'll be Mata Chazim, we'll be Mata Kavim Pesach, we'll be Mata Ali Surim in the Torah, based on we are with full confidence at Reichel HaMilsa, because the Ran basically says, we basically hold that Reichel HaMilsa, we basically paskin like that the Sugars are really one and the same, pretty much. So we paskin that Reichel HaMilsa, so we're not worried about Reichel Mikra Din, but we're not going to throw the Braisa out. We're still going to hold on to the Braisa. Why are we going to hold on to the Braisa? Because the Braisa is worried about a special, unique chumrah din prati nechus bas mecholav. Says the Ran, I have to prove to you this theory of mine, that bas mecholav is more chumrah than other Yisurim in the Torah. Heichan matzida davar kazeh. Where do we ever find such a thing, that bas mecholav is super duper more chumrah than other areas of halacha? And what's the answer? Going back to the beginning, this goes back to like October time. It's like a Yom Tov time. What did the Mishnah tell us? The first Mishnah in the 8th parak of Chulin. What are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to eat bas at the same table somebody else is eating cholov. Zok deran lo shemano davazem yalam by other yisurim. Everyone remembers? Didn't we talk about this Ran earlier on this year? Lo shemano. This Ran is connecting. How many simanim? It's connecting not by not with ein vat neslachat chilas with halos bas mecholov with davashesh matirin with reichel hamilsa. 15 simanim shacharach. We're all becoming one. Says the Ran, just as everyone should remember back from 6 months ago, that the Gezeira the Rabban of Halos Bas Becholov Lo Shemano Dov Azemi Yoylem Bashari Surim, it's something which is unique to Bas Becholov, and there's a reason why it exists by Bas Becholov. Why is that? Because we want to be extra careful, extra machmir by Bas Becholov. And why we want to be extra careful by Bas Becholov? Who remembers the key? What's the key of Bas Becholov? Right, they're both mutet. It's almost like a what? It's almost like a lo bedili mine. It means I eat meat, I don't think twice about it. I drink milk, I don't think twice about it. So whenever you have something which is lo bedili mine, that's cause for trouble. Who remembers? Where else did we see that as an alarm? That's a red flag. By chametz, that was Tosfos in Daf Beis. Remember? Who remembers? When Tosfos said in Daf Beis, that's the reason why there's That's the reason why there's a mitzvah b'dikas chametz. There's no mitzvah b'dikas shari surim. That's ultimately, according to Tosfos, the reason for why. What did the Rosh say? Why is the chametz of Pesach as what? Is also mashu. Remember it also. Atzchum in the chametz because it's lo b'dilim in it. It's kares lo b'dilim in it. The whole chagadja. Good line. Okay. Get that down, Asher, right? It's because Chametz has that added dimension of Lobedi Limine, which is basically what Bas Mechalav has also. It's also a type of a Lobedi Limine. So comes the Ran and says, you can salvage the Brisa. Not going down the route of the Rif with the not the wrong route to go down. The emes way to salvage this Brisa, like the Ran, is to call it a Chumra be'alma of Bas Mechalav and the Ashkechan in other cases. Of course, let's not forget that the Rans bring his whole raya from Bas Mechalav as a raya brush and a tshuva from the sugi of halacha. Who remembers? The Rishonim who said what? The Rishonim who implied that there may be an issue of halacha even where? Even by Sharsu, remember the Rashba, Rabbi the Chometz, but we're not 100% sure. Remember the Shach, right? Right? We weren't even so sure. Remember, who remembered the raya? What was the raya? The Gemara spoke about halacha by what? By bread, remember, right? By the challah, right? Chalas chutzlaret. We weren't 100% sure that there is no halacha by other Isurim. So at the end of the day, each Nakud of the Ran is subject to Machlaikis. His Raya from Nakpanad is highly questionable. His Raya from Basu Gvin Bala, Shulchan Achad is highly questionable. Every way the Ran's turning, every Raya, you could be Doiche, you could be Refuge, you could be just different Shulchan Torah. But at the end of the day, the Ran does end up on the same page as the Rif, that at the end of the day, the Brice is still intact. So Rabbi Say, how many different approaches do we have now to this Brice? We have this Brice that appears, nobody in the page of the Gemara questions it. If this Brice that says, if you're baking bread together with roasting meat, that's a bad idea, and now the meat, now the bread is considered to be flacious, you can't eat it with kuz, you can't put the cheese on it. So we have five different biurim now, and they're showing them what our take to the Brice should be. Right, so let's pause it for a second. According to Rashi, what's our take to the Brice? Reject. Based on the Gemara's and the Vatazar, it's reject. According to Tosfos, yeah, the Brice is literally, and you don't have to give any shtickle Torahs because we paskin the Reicha Milsa. According to the Rif, we really truly paskin Reicha Laha Milsa, but that's only b'diavad, not l'chatchila. Okay? Fourth pshat. The Rif says, though we really truly paskin Reicha Laha Milsa, but it's based on Bittel and Tavashay Shmatir and Philip Yaflo Bot. Fifth pshat is around and says, we really truly paskin Reicha Laha Milsa, but Pas Mecholav is a little bit more chomer. So we have five possibilities. The Ran threw in a sixth one. Everyone saw the Ran's. He rejected it himself, but he threw in a possibility that maybe Rechelav Milsa is only true by Min B'mino, not by Min B'she'eno Mino. Anyone saw that in the Ran? The Ran throws in for good luck, because if you look at the case of Rechelav Milsa in the Gemara and Pesachim, we're talking about when you have two pieces of meat together. So maybe the bread and the meat is more chomer because it's Min B'she'eno. In the end, the Ran rejects it, so we're not going to put it on the list. So we have five working pshatim: Rashi, Tosfos, two pshatim, and the Rif in the Ran. Comes the Ran and says, I'm going to bring a raya that I'm right. I'm going to bring a raya that this din of ossering this bread with milchiks is not a real din. It's a chumah b'yalma, it's a hiddur, it's a gezeirah b'yalma. It's not mikra din. What's the raya? What's the raya of the Ran? Oh, says the Ran, if you really truly thought it was fleshiks, then it should be treif. Because we all know, this is like real chazar for Bas Mechalav here. We're touching everything. Back to Simon what? We just went from Tzadi Gimel back to Pei Zayin to what? Where are we up to now with Simon? Remember Tzadi what? Tzadi Zayin. Last Simon Bas Mechalav, right? Milchik bread, fleshik bread. Comes around and says, if you really truly think this bread is fleshiks, then the corollary should be this bread should be treif. Because as we know, who remembers them? We spent most of the time in Tzadi Zayin talking about milchik bread because that's the only thing on the market today. You can have fleshik bread. Who remembers the case of fleshik bread? Who remembers? What was the case of fleshik bread in the Gemara? Yeah, remember you smeared the chicken fat, the schmaltz on the walls of the oven, and then you threw your bread onto that chicken schmaltz, right? So the Gemara said that's fleshik bread and it's treif. Who remembers? Who remembers machlokes about the case? Who remembers machlokes about the case? What was the case of the fleshy bread in the Gemara? You shmear chicken fat, and then you put the bread on. Who remembers the Machlokes Rishon? What the case was? Is the chicken fat there or is it not there? Is it be'en or is it just a bliya? Who remembers? Who brought a raya from this Gemara? The simple pshat is, I shmear chicken schmaltz here, and it went into the walls of the oven, and I took it off. I used my easy off. I took it off. And now I stick my bread. I don't want to stick bread onto the schmaltz. I put it onto the walls of the oven now, and that's still called a tam of basar. Who was very excited about that gemara? One remembers. Which rishon was very very excited about that gemara? This is one of the rishon the Rivan brought. Why isn't that what? Isn't that or not? I'm putting chicken spaltzes going into the walls of the oven, and then it's coming out onto the bread afterwards. That's tachnat bernat. Not bernat that teira. So says the Riran, what do you see from here? That's derech what? It's derech bishul. It's not derech dagam shalom akar. It's derech kader. No, didn't the Riran bring this raya? No? Did I make up this raya? Did the Riran bring this raya in Chulin? I think you did, okay? No, come on, you always remember the rayas. Come on, was this one of the rayas? No. I think so. Okay, it was a raya. One of the rayas of the Riran. So Taisa says, no, just give me raya. Taisa says, not a raya. Wasn't that a raya? It's Ben. It means Hakam Iskin, it wasn't wiped off yet, it's Ben. So the whole sugya of not by not only applies when it's a Belia. You can't say not by not when there's a Ben there. How do you know that? How do you know you can't say not by not when there's a Ben there? Who remembers? What's the end of the Gemara? This is just Chazara day today. Just refresh your memories of Abbas Bukhalov. What does the Gemara say? Darab Shal Bukhar is mutter, but what's all sir? Which case is all? What's the opposite? What's the case of a supposed not by not, but it's all sir anyway? Hilchasa, Dagash al Bakar, Mutter, but it's known what? Shechacha Besacha Shavasar, also Lachla Bakusach. Why is it also Lachla Bakusach? Remember, 2 days in Rashi, no? Either because of Davacharif, or because of what?
Shamnunis.
Or because of dirty, because of Shamnunis. So if you go to Pshat of Shamnunis, what's the Gemara telling you? The Gemara is saying, what's Pasha? That not by not is only when the Derech Bali is, not when there's the end there. Right? What would the 2 days in Rashi tell you on? Who remembers? Back to what? Right? Back to what sugya is the beginning of Maseches Chulin about the knives, right? Remember when the Gemara says that you can't, if you shech with the knife, right? Yeah. Right? The Rashba and the Ram, right? The Tosafot and the Rashba about whether knives are considered to be dirty or not, which is also dependent on whether you hold that Rosh Hashanah Gam applies to Be'en, right? This is all, everything is all Tali Zebazeh. Did we talk about all these things? No? Okay, I thought we talked about all these things. Okay, fine. So the bottom line is getting back to the story. So that the Gemara says beferish that there is a problem with fleshy bread. What the case of the fleshy bread is, we're not 100% certain. But the fact that it exists, that's a real problem. It comes around back to the sugya of Reichel Nilsson. He says, "I'll bring you raya bushel and shuva, but there's nothing really also about the bread. Because if this bread was really honest to goodness also, so then it really should have been also the gamer, not just also eat with cheese. It should have been mamish treif." The Ran says, "Mameila, I'm right." Do you see that the Ran's right? What do you think? You think the Riff was bothered with this Raya? What do you think the Riff would say about this Raya? The Riff would say Bechal's not a Raya. Why? The Riff said also, he also agreed to the Ran. It's not really truly also. What is it? What's the first beer in the Riff? It's also Lechat Chila. So the Riff would say, if you're going to turn around and tell me you can't eat the bread with anything, what's that tantamount to saying? Then you just Paskin, that's also even Mediavit. Kholzman, that I limit the Chumra and I say, don't eat this bread with a slice of cheese. So that's called lechatchila. Because the Rif says, in my heart of hearts, I also agree that reichel av milsa. I'm just telling you, lechatchila, not to rely on reichel milsa if you don't have to. So to tell you that you can't have a slice of cheese on it, that's a tenable psak. That's a doable psak. To tell you that you have to throw the bread into the garbage, that would be like posketing reichel milsa, which is not true, says the Rif. So the Rif agrees to the Ran. The Rif isn't so bothered with this kasha. And even if you say the second beer in the Rif, that the Rif holds, that it's really also medina. It's not just a chumra of Yam L'chri. It's mamash also medina based on davashesh matirin. What's the dicha of the Ran? What's the dicha of the Shraya? It's also medina. But you can't say that what? That it's also, you have to throw it to the garbage. Why? Because once you paskin, they have to throw it to the garbage. What does it now become? Now it's a davashesh what? Shayla matirin. So that's an impossible psak. So the Rif would say, I agree to you, the Ran. There's no way anybody could say that you have to throw this bread into the garbage. According to the Ran, you don't have to throw the bread into the garbage because it was never really asked in the first place. It's not Chumra B'Alma. So they never asked it to throw it into the garbage. According to Rif number one, it's impossible to Paskin throw into the garbage because that would be Paskin more than Lechner. That would be Paskin even B'Dieva, which is not true. The Paskin that you have to throw into the garbage, according to the second beer, the Rif is also not a tenable Tzah because then it would be called the Dovshein L'Matirin, which would make it Mutal L'Gamrei. So everybody agrees the Ran's right. Everyone, it makes a lot of sense why there's no way in the world to throw his bread into the garbage. There's only one Rishon that has problems. Who's the one Rishon that has problems? Taisus, Ben Tam has a lot of problems. You know why? Because according to Taisus, it's also Mikra Din. Because according to Taisus, we paskin with full confidence that Reicha is Nilsa, the fact that the bread is also is nothing unique about bread, nothing unique about Bas B'cholov. We pass that way by Nevelas also. We pass in Malachas after Benetam that the two sugyas are different sugyas. The Gemara Barazar is not even talking about your day, it's talking about smelling traits. There's nothing to do with that sugya. I mean, to be determined, hopefully later in the week we'll get to that. But in terms of Belias and Taimim and Rechas, we pass in Rechas Nilsa, Mikra Din. It's a real problem. Maybe it's a derais, it's a real problem, Recha Nilsa Zakhtar Benetam. If it's a real, honest to goodness problem, so then the Gemara should have asked it Lagamri. And the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara said Beferish. It's also Lachla Bekusach. But it's also Lachla Bekusach. Also Liach Lagamri. It should be Mamish Treif. It should be Treif Gomor. No? What do you say? What do you see from here? What does Taisus himself say about this? Taisus, the Sugya, flesh of bread, says you're right. It should have been treif, but it ain't treif. The Gemara says it's not. You have to throw your hands up and say that Recha Milsa, yes, it's true, yes, it's true, yes, it's true, but it's not quite on par with what? It's not real, Tom. It's not really, really. I mean, it's there for all areas of halacha, but vis-a-vis this Issa de Rabbanan and making you throw the bread out, we're not going to say it's fleshing bread. It's fleshing bread, but it's not fleshing bread. It means it's fleshing bread vis-a-vis don't eat it together with milchiks, but it ain't fleshing bread to say you have to throw it into the garbage. So it comes out that everyone has to come to that conclusion. There's no way anyone could say throw the bread into the garbage because the Gemara says pemol, you don't have to. By saying can't eat with milchiks, the implication is obvious you're allowed to eat it without milchiks. How do you understand that? So according to Rashi, the braisa didn't exist altogether, so the whole thing is wrong. We don't have to bother spending time on it. According to the Rif, it's fleishiks, but not really. It's on the lechatchila. Or according to the Rif, it's fleishiks, only based on davashesh matirin, but once you throw it into the garbage, it's always davashesh matirin. According to the Ran, it's not really fleishiks. It's just we have a chumras bialmas to treat it like fleishiks. We're not going to make you throw it out for that. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's really, truly, honest, good as fleishiks. Ah! But this is the rabban of fleishik bread. We're not going to make it on you because it's just not so bad. So we have four or five different mahalchim. What to do with this braisa? So braisai. Let's leave the Brayis alone because we're not learning Bas B'chol, we're learning Tarevis now. Let's go back to the real sugi of Recha Milsa. Or Recha Lab Milsa, depending on what you think the sugi is. Yeah, okay, we're going to get to the Fast Chama. I think Rashi, does Rashi say it himself? Or the Rishonim just say it B'das Rashi?
I
don't remember whether Rashi himself says it or they say it B'das Rashi. Then you want to say it's like the Fast Chama on the. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Within Shita's Haran, at the end of the day, is this Metzik Bas B'cholov entirely totally on Metzias? Like, whether my fish smells like meat because it was in an oven with meat, or whether it was Dugum Shol B'Kara, but it just happened to be very, very smelly meat that were on that Ka'ara, so now my fish smell like meat, it should all be totally on Metzias. Like, not, you know, the Gemara gives the source of how this happens, how that happens.
I don't know. Your guess is good as mine. I don't know. I don't know.
It's coming out Metzias based.
I don't know.
I smell it or I don't.
I don't know. Not sure. Just read the Ron. I don't know. So it comes to Gemara within the details of Recha Milsa, Recha La Milsa, and begins to chisel away both sides. We started out by thinking there's this fundamental machlokes as Rav and Levi, and maybe machlokes at Hanoi, maybe Bayan Rav, major machlokes at Tanoi, major Shaila. Well, those who say Recha is Milsa, that means they believe that Munish Shlema Recha is a real serious problem, and those who say Recha La Milsa said, we never heard of such a thing called Recha. And now the Gemara starts to chisel away and say, you know, not so partial. It could be there are cases where everybody agrees to Recha Milsa, and for that matter, there may be cases where everybody agrees to Recha La Milsa. And the machlokes is not so extreme like we thought. The machlokes may be just those cases in the middle, like we spoke about in Shia before, in the Ksuba Shia, right? That everyone agrees to the basic facts, and now at the end of the day, the machlokes is about a nuance. Does this qualify as a Recha Milsa? This qualifies as a Recha La Milsa. But the fact that there exists cases of Recha Milsa, everyone agrees to it. Recha La Milsa, everyone agrees to it as well. Now what are some of the cases the Gemara begins to chisel away at? So the Gemara begins to discuss, which is where the sugya started in the first place, Korban Pesach. So the Gemara begins to talk about the following scenario. You have two different groups, two different chaburas, who are roasting the Korban Pesachs in the same oven. And that spells trouble for one of two reasons, the Gemara says. One reason is, much more serious problem with Reach, a real mixture, a literally tarovus, in the sense of the meat all looks the same. my sheep looks like your sheep, maybe group A is going to end up taking group B's Korban Pesach, which would be a total disaster, because then everyone's violating an Issa D'oraisa called eating Shalom Menuyah. That's the worst of the worst. There's nothing to do with your Ardeya. This is a Korban Pesach problem. So unless you put your name on your Korban Pesach, you have to put like a Simon Muvak on your Korban Pesach, so then who's going to know which is which? So that's one reason why this is just very bad policy, to have different Korban Pesachs roasting at the same time, in the same oven. And then the Gemara says, V'yegi Shleimer, there's another possible problem of Reicha. So the Gemara begins to discuss how much is Reicha going to be a problem, how much is Reicha not going to be a problem. The Gemara quotes the possibility that maybe if each Korban Pesach is roasting in its own pan inside this oven, so maybe that's not such a big problem of Reicha. Maybe Reicha only applies when everything is exposed and there's so much Reicha coming out of A and so much Reicha coming out of B and they're all mixing together. That's Reicha. Each one's in its own contained area, even though there's a little bit of overlap, maybe that's not a problem.
The Shtekederos, we're assuming there's a
piece of it. Hold on. So the Gemara talks about the Shtekederos. So the Gemara presents that as a possibility. The Gemara doesn't really have any problems with that from the Yerdei angle. The Gemara has very, very serious problems on that from the what angle? From the Korban Pesach angle, because you're not supposed to be doing that. That's not what the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is. Korban Pesach is supposed to be roasted. Sliyesh is supposed to be on the fire. Not supposed to be roasted. It's on a metal pan. That's going to run into serious Korban Pesach problems. To such an extent, the Gemara says, the first mission in the 7th Parak of Pesachim says, what? When you roast Korban Pesach, even the spit can't be what? Can't be metal. Anyone remember why? Because part of the metal is going to be, oh, this is a real good chazar. This is a great day today. Because some of the metal is going to get hot. Who here was really excited when you... during laning yesterday, we got to what? Place of mikvas, hamikvah, right? It started to talk about metal getting hot. That's all part of the sugya of, right? It's all part of the sugya of the metal, the hot metal, the sakhan shashchit that the Gemara has in the beginning of Chulin, and the hot metal in Psochim. I was like getting really, really excited about this. Most people were not, but I was getting very excited about this. So the Gemara, the first mission, 7 Berachot Pesachim, says you can't roast the Korban Pesach with a metal spit because the metal's going to get hot and then the metal's going to cause the Korban Pesach to get roasted and that's going to be Tzlibach as the Barach, it's going to be a disaster. So it's got to be staged. You can't roast Korban Pesach inside metal pots. That's not Tzliyesh, that's Tzlikeder. That's what the Yerach HaShulchan has a famous kula on Pesach night. So you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat your meat as a Tzli. It shouldn't be a Nirik Eichel Kachim. Right? Machlek is two different Hagim in the days of Chazal. And that minig has become Bakr Shinagul Shulalachot Tzli. So Yerach HaShulchan writes, he thinks that if it's roasted inside a pan, it's mutter. Because you would never bring a Korban Pesach like that. But then it's not included in the minig. That would be a great kula. I don't think most people rely on that. I think the minig Yisrael is that even though it's in a pan, it's roasted, it's called roasted. I think that's what most people assume. Okay, when I was a kid, so we only ate soup chicken by the Seder. That was it. We had nothing. Soup chicken, that was it. That was it. When I got married, so I came to my in-laws' house the first Pesach, so they weren't serving soup chicken. They were serving roast chicken, and roast turkey, whatever it was. So I went over to my mother-in-law before Yom Tov, and I saw she was preparing all the food for the Seder. I said, do me a favor, just drown the chicken, please. Put a lot of water into the chicken. So the post came out, even though it's quote-unquote roasted, but that's not called roast, that's called bishul. The Lashem and the other, it's called roast chicken. But if it's a roast turkey, there's a lot of water in it, so then that's called, so she knows every year of Pesach, she tells me the same thing, I'm drowning the chicken, drowning the turkey, it should be in enough water. So even though I've changed my minhag of only having soup chicken, we've gone to the roast turkey days, but it's got to be mamish, watery roast turkey. But according to Yerach HaShulchan, it can be as long as it's in a pan, everything's mutter. So the Gemara says in Psachim that this is just a Beit HaKimti. You can't say Hachmai Skin's in a Kedera because it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, you're right, it's not really a Kedera. So comes the Shach and says, the Gemara rejected the Kedera Kimta on pure Korban Pesach considerations, but if not for Korban Pesach considerations, everything is hunky dory. This is the greater Kimta. You see from here that there's not all that much Reach being transferred, as long as each one is pretty much self-contained. It doesn't mean that the pans are covered. We didn't say a word about the pans being covered at this point. Just the fact that in its separate container, that in of itself is okay. Says the Shach, that's the din. He says, there's no problem with Reach as long as everything is in its own container. We have to follow the cool according to the Shach. Not everyone agrees to this, but the Shach claims that he has a right for the Gemara. I'm sure Farish Alarm, the Gemara. At the end of the day, what is the Okimto of Reach Lav Mils in the case when nobody really is worried about Reach? The Gemara says, not Kedair but Fnayatzba, but what is it? Ke'ein. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, it's almost a barrier.
Right. It means,
But I think Gemara does explain. It means there's a barrier. I mean, there's no real reach. There's no reach. There's no problem. So the post can quote this and say, and what if there's no barrier going up and down? What if you have a barrier going horizontal? What if you have, namely, what? If it's covered. If it's covered. If you have, I have meat in one side, and I have, either I have my kosher meat, my treif meat, my korban pesach, and yenim korban pesach, or for that matter, my meat and my what? And my bread baking. All potential problems of reach. If it's covered, so that's like an ein shtei kederes. That should also be mutter. So you see that even if you hold that reiches milsa, or even if you have a watered down version of reiches milsa, not every case is reich. Either according to the Shach's understanding, what the munach in that line of the Gemara is, that as long as it's b'kederes from the outside, that's okay. And if you have covered, that's also okay. It means that you reach a certain point where everybody agrees there is no real reich problem. Do we have any other examples when there's very little reich to be concerned with? So the Gemara draws a distinction between very, very fatty meat and not such fatty meat. Shmeina versus Khusha. So starting to smell a little bit of Mifapeh, I think it's a little bit. So the Gemara talks about very, very fatty meat and not such fatty meat. So the Gemara says, oh, if it's fatty meat, then it gives off a real, that's like a schmack and aroma. But this meat is half dead anyway, so the amount of rechten can barely smell anything coming out of the meat. There's nothing there, no mushrooms to it. So there's nothing to worry about. So comes the Gemara and says, what would the din be in the following case? Right? Assuming this chiluk is correct between fatty versus not so fatty. Gemara says, what if you have treifa meat and kosher meat? The treifa meat is the fatty meat, and the kosher meat is the shvacha meat, right? Paros cows, all right? So you have your fat meat and your not such fat meat, and the treifa one is the fat meat. So that's a problem of rech, right? What if it's flipped? What if it's the other way around? What if the treif meat is shvach? Here's shvach with the Yiddish. So it's very weak, nothing to it. And the fattiness is the kosher meat. It comes to Gemara and says, that's a problem. You know why? Ossi, the fatness of one and goes into the kachosh of the other and fattens up the kosher fat, the reich, the really geshmach reich, goes out of the kosher into the treif, takes over and creates a new problem and shine. And everything is reicha milsa. So Gemara says, even though we accept the munish lame, but there's a klal of kachash, everything is kachash, you're okay, but as long as one of the two is not kachash, then you're asking for trouble. That's the Pesha Gemara. So that Gemara is very problematic. That Gemara also, this is again, as we said, this is Chazara Day par excellence, that Gemara starts to conjure up images of what principle in halacha. This almost touches on what? On more than just Zeh. Ein ha-nesa yocholese elav ha-mochash yisra'as lel yocholelech l'sham. Remember, one of our favorite Tosfos of the year. But Tosfos develops this klal. Tosfos had to develop this klal because they got so stuck about when you say chetichnas develim, when you don't say chetichnas develim, shari surim, up a whole story. So Tosfos said, "Ena nesi yochalas amachos." Otherwise, what was Tosfos raya? What was Tosfos raya brought to that klal? Otherwise, haven't you ever have an issa called what? The klipa. Every klipa should have another birth to another klipa, right? When you get to the klipas, when you count sphere and you say the klipas, you have to have in mind that. So you, every klipa should asal the olam vod. So Taisa said the buck stops here. Ain't a nesi yochel esar. So comes Taisa, come to Rishayim and say, wait a second. This Gemara in Pesachim is applying the antithesis of ain't a nesar in the sugya of reyach. I have a tray for meat, which can go nowhere. There's no kliches to go anywhere. Elohat, it's now going into the kosher meat, and now the kosher meat's taking over and assering something. It's going somewhere where the treifas itself couldn't go. The reich and the treifas couldn't go anywhere, but the davar hanesar is now going further than the davar hosir. Isn't that an outright violation of ananesar? So what did the Rishonim say? Now what? Two magic words. Reich shiny. I mean, don't ask many caches. We don't know what ananesar is. This is different. Reich breaks all the rules. Why? Where? Who? I have no idea. Reach is different. So again, it's a problem. We're not quite sure. We don't understand it. Anessa, we don't understand what there's not in it. We don't understand any of this. But there's one thing we do understand for the Gemara. The bottom line is that everything is kochosh. And again, I'm not saying I have the guts to say what's kochosh and not kochosh, because, you know, I'm from the Ainu Bikiyam, and I don't remember how to define what kochosh is. But Lu Yitzu, you would have the guts to decide what's kochosh and what's not kochosh. What do you see from the Gemara? That if everything's kochosh, there's no sham nunis, there's no shmeinus, nothing's fat in this oven, then what's it in? Then reach doesn't exist. There's no problem of reach. Even the machmir would have to concede to this. So we already see the Gemara is chiseling away at reach. Reach amilsa, according to Ben Tam, really truly, according to the Riff and the Rod, kind of, but not always. Reach is nishkei milsa if it's into kederes. Reach is nishkei milsa if it's covered. Reach is nishkei milsa if it's davakachush. Again, each one you have to analyze. But Reicha is not the end of the world. Reicha Milsa is not the absolute problem that we thought it was. Who saw that Shach, where the Shach throws in a Lamaisa application of a Dava Kochush? Who saw the Shach says? Bel Chala versus Chala. The middle of the Sugya of Reicha, Shach throws in a curveball. He says, by the way, when you Mafresh Chala, so what do women always do? They Mafresh Chala, and what do? They throw it into the back of the oven. Ah, gewalt! You have other food cooking at the same time. Reicha Milsa. Ah, it's a disaster. Says the Shach, eh, come on. The dough is so, come on. So you're baking your bread at the same time that your challah is burning. The challah is treif. Reicha Milsa. Says the Shach, yeah, shmeh, dough is very shvach. Dough is not too fat, it's not emitting off these tremendous aromas, and therefore, says the Shach, the whole thing is lahod v'amil, therefore it's okay. Mamash, tucked in the middle of a shah, in the middle of a sugi of Reicha Milsa, the Shach gives you gevalka eitza, you can burn your challah at the same time your bread is baking, don't worry about it, everything's mutter, but everything is kachush. So what do you see from everything we've been developing for the last 5 minutes? That Reicha Milsa is not an absolute. There are exceptions to that rule. Voisai, we only saw half of the exceptions. Now we got to hopefully Tuesday we'll play devil's advocate, take the other side of the equation. Even those who don't believe in Reicha Milsa, they say, never heard of such a thing. It's het the gomer, if it's bottle, it's het the gomer, whatever it is, not so fast. There are some cases where Reicha is Milsa l'choladeus. So we're chiseling away at both sides. The two opinions are going to end up meeting each other almost halfway. There's only very, very limited cases where they're actually fighting about Reicha Milsa. From Mitzvah Shem on Tuesday, we'll try to take the other half. Those cases where Reicha is Milsa, even l'choladeus. Okay. Is that Mincha, right? Is that Mincha? Everyone's here, is that Mincha?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, Davin, everyone here.